You're listening to Band Geek with Richie Castellano on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Welcome to a very spooky episode of Band Geek. This is episode 24, the Halloween Spooktacular.
Richie here. I'm very excited for you to hear this episode. Like I said, this is our Halloween Spooktacular. This is the high holy day for any nerd, so I hope you like it. Before we get into it, please continue to go to our Amazon link at www.riotcast.com/bandgeek. Hit the Amazon button up top right on that banner, and you do your normal shopping, and a small percentage of your purchase goes to support the show, and that helps a lot. Please check out our sponsor, Audio Technica, at audio-technica.com for all of your microphone and headphone needs. And let's go over a few Blue Oyster Cult dates coming up soon. On November 15th, we'll be in North Wales in the UK at Hard Rock Hell. And then on November 29th, we'll be in Laughlin, Nevada at Harrah's Laughlin Fiesta. And that's it for November. So if you're around, come out to one of those gigs. I really hope you liked this Halloween episode as much as we liked making it. We had a total blast. And the videos came out really good, too. So check those out on our YouTube channel. So that's it. Enjoy the show. Okay, Jesus all right. Christ. Okay, you ready?
Now okay. We're ready. Right. Now.
You're opening up a door. A door to a basement of a musician and a cult of blue oysters. You look to the left, you look to the right, and realize you're in a round room, and there are no directions you can turn. Inside this room are geeks wearing costumes. For a holiday that people celebrate once a year.
Costumes.
Are wearing costumes and turning a holiday that's one actual day into an entire week of celebration. You're listening to the Band Geek Podcast.
Nice mouth.
Oh, sorry.
And you're also a mannequin, and you don't remember that you are. Marsha. Welcome to Band Geek. This is our spooktacular extravaganza.
There it is.
Cheers, Ben. Good job.
Cheers.
Very nice job on that.
I am boo pleasure. Always with us, since it's Band Geek with Richie Castellano, we have Richie Scaritano. No, that's terrible.
That's good. Creeper.
You can't put me on the spot.
Richie the Creeper Castellano.
Oh, you want just middle names?
That's fine.
Okay, Richie the Creeper Castellano.
Woo!
We also have Danny Bad Out of Hell Miranda on the bass. On keyboards and vocals, we have Anne Marie Poison Pumpkin Castellano.
The coolest ghoul in school.
On drums today, we have Andy Turn Your Hair White Ascalise.
Okay.
How about Andy Axcalise?
Andy Axcalise.
You're reaching. From the guy who brought you Saxon on the jazz episode.
Andy Axcalise.
Andy Axcalise.
Axe
in the head. Scalise. And then also as our moral support and camera and number one fan, Brandy Slytherin Metaxas.
Oh, very nice.
How apropos.
That was good. Muff, I'm proud of you.
Great.
You're hired.
Riotcast, this is my last show with Richie. I'm looking forward to starting my own podcast with you next week.
So
it's probably already in the works.
The most exciting holiday in any geek's life is Halloween, by far. Why? Because we get to do the thing we do every day at home by ourselves in public. And that's
dressed like a sexy lobster.
Yeah, and dressed like sexy lobsters and sexy schoolgirls and sexy mustard.
There's sexy Frozen costumes this year, but like, but like, okay, the girls I get, but there's like a sexy snowman. It makes no sense.
Whatever, Amber wants to be the sexy elephant.
I never got Halloween.
I do want to be a sexy.
You never got Halloween,
even as a kid.
But you dress like a pirate most of the time.
Oh. I always got gypped on candy.
Really?
And I never wanted. I just felt it was a lot of work.
He doesn't wear a pirate do-rag. It's a gypsy do-rag.
Oh. Yeah.
He tells fortunes and.
Yes, that song needs to be written today.
Steals.
Gypsy do-rag.
Gypsy do-rag. Band name, I call it.
But I don't remember what I was going to say. Anyway.
Talking about costumes.
Oh, we're talking about costumes, right?
Oh, stop saying that. I hate that so much.
Costumes.
I think there might be no thing I hate more than costumes.
We watched that show, me, Muff, and Amory, watch Heroes of Cosplay, and all these girls with the heavy, accents from wherever the hell they're from.
From Georgia, all over the U.S., and they all say costume. PSA, it's a costume. Costume.
Emery's angry.
I love Emery when she's angry. That's why I make her angry all the time.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's exactly
costume.
What it is.
I think the tattoo is right. Giving you some tooth.
Thank you. I have to go around the room and tell the listeners what we're wearing. So let's start with Emery. Emery, you know what? Let's end with Emery because she looks the best out of all of us.
I don't know, man. Obviously, there's low lighting.
The rest of us are kind of fucking half-assed right now.
I love that. Let's end with Emery because everybody else looks like they're wearing a garbage bag.
Yeah,
I'm wearing the Peter Gabriel's outfit from Foxtrot, the red dress and
the
fox's
head.
Yeah.
Walking across the sitting room, I turn the television on. Sitting beside you.
Did you anybody see that special the other day?
Which one?
The Showtime special on Genesis.
No.
It was amazing.
Really?
They got together for it. You
Get
know?
Out. It's new?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's called Sum of the Parts. They don't give a shit about Steve Hackett. It's like, oh yeah, you quit. That's a shame. All right. So.
I'd like to do in the near future a Genesis theme show.
I would like to. I would really love that.
Can you guys do In the Cage again?
Yeah.
We should do that. I want to record that so you guys do it because that was awesome. Like I wanted that to there to be a record of that on the show.
That's probably wrong. Okay. Our drummer Andy is dressed like
I don't know.
What is that? Like, is it? Are you David St. Hubbins? Or are you a Viking? Or are you like gay
he's
Thor?
A
he's a drag queen.
Is he a Viking?
No, is he gay Thor?
It's Dee Snider. It's the
Thor
same
is
thing.
Pretty gay, so I don't know how you.
He's pretty dreamy. So I mean, makes me gay.
I have a pirate shirt and a blonde wig and a Viking helmet.
So what do you call this concoction?
Well, it's very interpretive. It could be many things. I'll let the onlooker decide.
It's like a choose your own Halloween costume.
Oh, I used to have all those books, the choose your own endings. Yeah. I had all the Halloween ones. Those were great.
Oh, but so, it's like the parents at the door that just don't know what costume the kid is wearing and they go, what are you supposed to be? So, Andy, what are you supposed to be?
He just said it. It's an interpretive Viking.
He's a blonde Viking.
Viking pirate.
He's a sexy Viking.
Rockstar.
He's
very
Viking
you
pirate are sexy.
Rockstar.
Very
That's
sexy.
Pretty
He's handsome.
Accurate.
Instagram said you're sexy.
Moving on to Muff. Muff has a very impressive costume today. Muff, what are you supposed to be?
I'm in Starfleet.
By the way, your headphones match your shirt.
I was just going to say that.
I do.
He totally did that on purpose.
I'm wearing...
Your costume's not canon!
My costume is actually all kinds of messed up from a nerd perspective. I'm wearing, I have a Geordi LaForge visor on.
But Geordi doesn't wear red.
Geordi wears gold, not red.
Boo, Muff, boo.
And also, my
That's
communicator
not the right
badge.
Theme song. You guys are all wrong.
It's been a long road getting from there to here.
Did you reading Rainbow? Is that what we're doing?
You're fucking nuts, dude. I love you.
Keep going. And also, my badge is technically a Voyager communicator badge, not a next-gen badge. So I'm all kinds of fucked up. But I don't like to think I'm Geordi. I think other people in the future would also need glasses.
You're Judy.
Judy LaFluge.
And you better be careful, Richard.
Judy LaFluge.
Judy LaFluge.
I was going to say that, but it was too dirty for me to say.
Okay, so you're Geordi LaForge from Star Trek.
I'm another guy in the future who also needs glasses.
Geordi LaForge. Banana clips.
My cataracts. I need the space hairpin. I need the space hair clip for my eyes.
It's the worst decision, too, for this show, because I'm going to have to wear my actual glasses to read lyrics. We'll figure it out.
Danny, our bass player. Danny, what are you today?
I'm the person from Foxtrot.
Go ahead. Tell people what you're dressed as.
I'm Ace Frehley.
So you have to do the Ace Frehley voice. Can you do it?
If I had some of that booze, I could. Hold on. Let me go back to the Red Lion, spend an hour there, and I'll be Ace.
So he's Ace Frehley. We'll take pictures and put him on.
And when you say that, we never do. We need to just watch the video.
I think today we will.
We will. We will.
We have to today. Richie, what are you wearing?
Adam West never sounded like that, so.
That is correct.
Who? It's not what I say, but what I do that defines me. Can you do it better? Could you do a better one than me, Muff? Can
you sound more like Rob Halford.
His voice kind of changes, though. That one, it's like, it's not what I am underneath.
That's it.
It's what I do that defines me.
And then it
turns into "Where's the treasure? Where is it? You're never gonna join my race."
So I'm Batman.
Andy does the best Batman.
Do a Batman.
Do
Andy.
Batman. Andy.
Let's see a Batman.
Do it.
Batmandy.
I'm not the one wearing hockey pants.
So you've come to die with your city.
There you go.
Wait, Harvey Dent didn't.
Poor Danny is looking at us like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Oh, wait, no, I don't know what it is.
Oh, wait, there's another BLC gig canceled in the time we started this.
Oh, man. Going around the room, now finally, the last and the best, I think, is Amory. What are you? Go ahead, Amory.
Why are you embarrassed?
I think I'm Tara Case because...
No, say what you are. You
I'm
are great.
I'm Carathrace. From Battlestar Galactica.
You're Starbuck.
Otherwise known as Starbuck. I have the Starbuck tags, but I'm wearing Jarrett's personally inscribed Battlestar Galactica
it says,
dog tag.
Is allergic to penicillin. Is prone to falling. That's what his dog tags say.
I don't have Battlestar Galactica dog tags. I have Battlestar Medic Alert. Bracelets.
Is there a life alert button on
there?
Yeah,
there's a button on there when he falls.
Oh, that's my nightmare. What? Dying alone at home.
Really?
Oh. Isn't that, that's like a, not, I'm not even joking, because like when you live alone, like if, let's say I like slip and like cracked my neck, like they wouldn't find me for a couple of days.
That's the fun of it. I live alone.
And then my cat would eat me.
Let's open the door. Let's see what we find. Oh, this can't be good.
Anne-Marie's wearing, she has the official Battlestar Galactica undershirt thing.
Tank?
Like
tank
a top? Flight tank.
It's
yeah.
Like, it's like they're like military gear.
Yeah, sure. She's wearing. She's Workout got her clothes. Green cargos. She's got the dog tags, and she has the accurate tattoo on her arm that
well,
Brandy helped her draw.
There's a story behind this tattoo. This tattoo started at 2 p.m. I drew it, and it was beautiful. It was spotless, and I looked up this tutorial about how you can
a tattorial.
About how you can make your own transfers. So I did it. I did it to the letter. To the letter. I strayed not a bit. And I go to do it, and I put the water on, and nothing happens. They're like, okay, do alcohol. So I put the alcohol on it, nothing happens. So then 3 drawings later, I had to use 2 types of eyeliner and another set of hands. So
Sharpie.
Brandy, thank you very much. Brandy's upstairs.
Yeah.
But
it looks
thank you,
terrific.
Brandy.
But the most
I have that one and the Bona Fiscalia.
And the most impressive thing about your costume is your hair. You have blonde hair now.
Oh, God. All right. So that was good. Another thing. No, it looks terrible. I look like an Oscar statue. It's like shiny gold.
Like Billy Zoom from
X. Awful. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to say the most accurate thing about her costume is that she died on Earth. And she's a ghost.
She's really an angel sitting
there. I'm actually a skeleton.
Oh, now Danny can't watch Battlestar.
Wait, I have no idea what you guys have been talking about for the last 15
what?
Minutes.
And she's in front of the piano. She's Kara.
Oh, she is?
But doesn't she play that weird melody?
She plays... There's gotta be some kind of way out
It's
of
in
here.
The fracking ship, Bill. I hear music. It's in the fracking ship.
That's Louie Louie.
Same chords, buddy.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
You're not making fun of Dylan, are you?
No.
Because that's the only thing I've recognized in the last 15 minutes.
You lost him at Star Trek.
So this is a
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking.
Danny's a music nerd, but he's not like a nerd. So he's
Eric took me to see Star Wars.
Tell that story. Perfect.
I joined Blue Oyster Cult in 95 or 96, and Eric, it always comes up in conversation, and I said one day, matter of factly, I said, you know, I've never seen Star Wars.
What?
He goes, what is wrong with you? So nothing. I never saw it. So I guess it came. When was the first reissue?
I think like 97.
Yeah.
He basically threatened. I think he kind of said it in a way like, if you don't come to see this with me, you're out of the band. Kind of. He was just in shock. I think I might have fallen asleep through it, but it was good.
Which Star Wars was it?
I don't know.
First one.
I don't know.
Episode 4.
I really loved Close Encounters. I thought that was one of the best movies I ever saw in my life. I thought that gives me Star Wars credit.
It does not. No. And
incorrect.
But it does teach you how to make sculptures with mashed potatoes.
It does. Do you play with your food, Danny?
Well, and I used to smoke pot. I used to do that all the time.
But listen, the Star Wars that you saw that you didn't like, it's great, but it's...
There was episode 1, maybe?
Well, you saw episode 4. That's where you start. You start from the middle of Star Wars.
Because it starts with 4 always in the normal fucking world.
Just like a Tarantino film.
Yeah,
so my argument to you was, well, you haven't seen the best one yet, because the best one is out of that trilogy is Empire Strikes Back.
You're walking down a dangerous path right now, Richie.
No, I really should hit it. I don't know why.
Well, I tried watching it with you on the tour bus.
Oh, I fell asleep on you.
No, you kept
going. You were in my room. You were in my room.
I was like, listen, jerk, sit down and watch Empire Strikes Back. It's like the greatest movie.
No, you were in my hotel room.
I had clothes on, right?
No, yeah. Well, it started out that way. Remember, I kept saying it's a Star Trek, and I think I fell asleep on your shoulder.
You're like,
and I woke up and I said, "Get the fuck out!"
You're like, "Which one is Captain Spock?" The whole time.
Yeah,
and he dozed off. He go, "Did Kirk show up yet?
I'm gonna have to really give it a shot.
Did Mr. Kirk show up yet?
Well, the good news is every year a new one of them come out. Anyway,
well, you know what? You have something. There's something cool now. You have a nephew, and you could watch it with him and be a hero.
That's true.
And you'll be the coolest uncle.
That's true.
Now your nephew has lightsabers, right?
He does.
I remember you were talking to your nephew, and you go, "Oh, you got one of those? Richie Castellano has those Star Trek golf clubs."
He actually got mad at me for that.
Yeah. Star Trek golf clubs.
That's cool. I thought that. Well, I saw them when I walked into your house for the first time. Like cool golf clubs.
My apartment, yeah.
In the rack.
I have
in the umbrella stands.
Yeah. Richie, I thought you were going to talk like Batman the whole episode.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, please don't.
No, but
please don't.
Alfred, don't interrupt me. Please. Go make me a sandwich, Alfred. When I first got my Batman mask, and I didn't get it for Halloween, I got it just to have it. I followed Amory around the house calling her Alfred for about a week. Alfred.
I gotta tell you.
Did you do the laundry? I'm out of blacks.
When I was a kid, I used to watch Batman every day. In fact, in the last week or two, IFC's playing them so much.
I know! It's so awesome!
I used to live for that show. Really. Batman and Superman. But really Batman. Because it was so surreal and silly, but very hippie. All I need is a TV show.
Boff! Smack! Oof! Yeah.
Stately Wayne Manor.
Groovy.
I thought that was most.
Next week. For
I always thought that when I would go to New York City, when I would be old enough, that it would look like that. Now it looks like shit.
Well, last month it looked like that when it was during Comic Con, or last week. Was
oh, it did?
Last.
I just liked when they climbed up the wall the sideways and Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah. poked his
head
up.
Is that the movie?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I mean, there's a lot. Milton Berle was in it. Lots of cameos. Sid Caesar.
Let's play our first Halloween song. We're going to do the Ghostbusters
what
first.
Are we gonna do? Ghostbusters.
Well, we never went over this. We should stop the tape.
They're also crime fighters.
Let's do that thing we do where we pretend to teach people the song, but we actually learn the song.
Actually teaching ourselves. Yeah. We're actually teaching old Dan the song because I don't know it.
I'd like to point out that in this room, there is a Ghostbuster. There's a number one Ghostbusters fan, and this song was not his idea.
Yeah, Muff is a huge Ghostbusters fan, and I picked the song.
I thought he would be dressed as a Ghostbuster, actually.
Ghostbusters is in B. It starts off with this. But Amory's going to do that on piano. Remember, you're going to do both parts.
Okay.
Can you do like the A B flat thing? Yeah. And then we have...
It's like jazz.
So that's the line that we're going to play in the beginning.
I'm going to play it. It's not on the record.
We're both, yeah, it is. We're both playing that. It's Shit. It's B, G, chromatic down, then up a flat seventh, down a major third, and then it goes digga 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 digga. And that's B A E. So those are the chords. B A E. And then we have a better A, G sharp, E, B, A, G sharp, E. Now when I play that G sharp, I'm not playing the G-sharp chord. I'm just playing a note because it's actually first inversion, and I'm playing the bass note. Right, Andy?
He's the first inversion Viking.
Sure.
First inversion Viking.
Exactly. The first in Viking.
All right, so... So that's the bridge, and then in the middle of the song, we go to a little... Right, that's just B-A.
The last time it goes
to what, Danny?
It goes to a D.
Okay.
And then I think to the E.
Now, I want to explain a little something about the way Band Geek works, because everybody's been giving us some real positive feedback, especially about the Bee Gees.
Not after this.
But,
What are they saying, Richard?
Let's hang that up. We're doing a good job. Hang the Bee Gees. We learned the songs the day of the podcast. No bullshit.
Sometimes we during.
We do it, and we...
Don't give away our secrets.
No, that's right. We have to do it plenty of times before we get it right. So we're not that amazing. we're doing this a lot of times before we get it right because we're too lazy to learn it any earlier than the day before. Andy. Except Muff, who's been working on this for months.
I really wanted to listen to it a lot today, but when you're in traffic on the Pulaski Skyway, listening to Ghostbusters over and over again is not going to help. Can't see the board, my fretboard.
Okay, I'm going to get the character now.
Oh, here it is. No, it's settled in exactly. How's this?
This sounds good.
You know what's weird? My nose is too big for the mask.
Yeah.
My nose is,
you have a nose like penguin.
Is caught in the impression of the mask. Big fucking guinea fucking
nose. All right,
let's play
Ghostbusters.
Let's play it. This is a song of hope.
Where are they? Where are the chords? Oh, here it is. You know, Lucius, I can't see my guitar when I have this mask on. I need to redesign the mask so I could see the guitar.
You want to turn your head, huh?
I want to at least be able to turn it down so I can see what fret I'm on.
ghost. It's time for ghost.
Oh, I've been okay.
Waiting. You're not okay. You're not ready.
What are you secretly doing?
You're Batman.
I'm using my special bat tuner.
That was good. That was good.
My bat clip-on tuner.
Where did you get that?
Tuner.
Robin. I think I'm going to use the bat tremolo arm on this one. Who the fuck are you? Your costume looks stupid. You can totally see yourself in the night with the lights.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman. Who are you?
In the pale moonlight.
Mr. Jordy, why are you wearing your sister's hair clip on your face?
It was on sale at Claire's. Space Claire's.
Hey, Kiss person. I didn't know there was an Asian person in Kiss.
Why is Batman heckling everyone?
Because he's a dick.
Shut up, Batman.
Batman's dick.
Shut up, Batman. Dick. You're drunk.
Shut up. Shut up, Thor's mom. Hey.
What happened?
Hey, Blanche from the Golden Girls. Press record on the thing. Oh, let's start.
Oh, fuck. Are you talking to me or Avery?
I don't know what I'm talking. I can't see you. Because I can't turn my head.
I've been recording this whole time.
Okay.
Strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Batman!
You have to call Batman!
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call? Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Where'd Batman go?
I disappeared because of Batman! I'm not in the room anymore! I went to Daniel Park, why did I learn how to be an assassin? Who doesn't kill people?
I have to air out my face.
Yeah, he does that.
I don't know how to do that. I disappear. Because I'm back now, but I've ruined... I totally had you guys for a second. You didn't see me. Because I was... Because when you turn your head, I disappear. So that's what that feels like.
Sweating.
Yeah.
I knew when I met you, you were the Batman.
You knew it? How'd you know?
Do we have
that stupid voice?
We got it. That was good.
Okay. That was pretty good.
I'm gonna take this mask off for a second.
Very nice. Good one.
Luke, help me take this mask off.
Let me see you with my own eyes.
So that was Ghostbusters.
Performed by Batman Ensemble.
I think Batman stole the show on that one.
You terrified me every time. I
That's the point! It's supposed to strike fear into the hearts of criminals.
You almost killed your
own. You just
wife.
Made the best segue.
I did?
Yeah.
What's that?
That you stole it.
Because
Ray Parker Jr. stole the riff for Ghostbusters.
He's a criminal! I strike fear in the heart of Ray Parker Jr.
From Huey Lewis, he stole the riff from I Want a New Drug.
It sounded like a Huey Lewis song.
It is.
It's from I Want a New Drug.
But like the voicing, but the voicing's the same. The whole...
Isn't the story that they wanted to hire Huey Lewis and he said no?
Yeah,
so
they wanted to hire Huey Lewis to write the song for Ghostbusters. He said no. Ray Parker Jr. came in, stole I Want a New Drug, and then when Back to the Future came out, he was like, well, fuck it. If he can get money for a riff that I made, then I'll do Back in Time for Back to the Future.
Right. Didn't he not do Ghostbusters because he was doing Back to the Future? Something
I believe
like that.
So.
Yeah.
According to the internet.
According to the internet.
And it must be true.
Man, the 80s were awesome. We had Back to the Future and Ghostbusters.
Within a year of each other.
I saw both movies. I saw Gremlins, too.
Gremlins.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Those little buggers.
So, Danny, when you were a kid, did you dress up for Halloween?
I think I did a few times. I'd have to ask my mom, but it was never a big deal for me. I was too shy for that kind of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I could tell you about the when I was a kid, I picked like these really inside costumes that no one would understand.
You mean like all of our costumes?
You mean like
now?
The way you still do?
No, but like if you're a Jedi, you know.
No, I mean you. I mean all of us.
But the most inside
one
costume
of
I
us.
Ever. The most inside costume I ever had was when I was in 1987 or 8. I the movie La Bamba came out.
It was just on this week.
And I went as Richie Valens, awesome. Which I got like this dark face makeup to try to make myself look Latino, and I put it all over my face. And I was like, it's the most fucking racist costume ever. And
say Richie.
And I said, and I was like.
I
went trick or treating. I was like, they're like, oh, it's Elvis. I'm like, I'm not Elvis. I'm Richie Valens. I'm Latino. Give me candy.
Why did you sound like Batman?
I'm not Richie Valens. I'm not Elvis.
I got pissed. I was like, I'm not Elvis. Can't you see that I have makeup on to make me look ethnic? I'm Richie Valens.
You just did a good job. They thought it was your natural skin color.
I guess.
Also, you're so pale that like when you put like the darker makeup on your face, it just looks you like it makes you look like a normal person.
Oh, Richie, you got some color. Here's some candy. You got some color.
Did you have a favorite candy that you wanted on Halloween?
Kit
like you
Kats,
would hope
Kit
that
Kats.
They would.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Twix.
No,
Twix.
People put needles in Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah, that's okay.
That was a big fear.
It was
the apples. They said don't take. They put the razor blades in the apple.
And they would put safety pin. I mean,
straight
pins inside Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
And then they would put AIDS inside the Hershey's bars.
And don't eat those pennies those ladies give you.
God.
You know what I like the
it's
the,
digest.
The what do you call the Halloween ones, the triangles? You have them upstairs.
Candy corn.
Yeah, they were awesome.
I like to eat candy corn on the cob.
Those were awesome.
All right, let's do it like this. I'm going to go around the room for a second and take a little poll here. Best and worst costume you ever had. Anne-Marie, go. Is right now your worst costume? You look really. I think you look great. I think you look great. I'm kidding.
I love this tattoo.
Tattoo is awesome. Very awesome.
Huntress was probably the best.
I thought that was pretty awesome.
My Jessica Rabbit costume was pretty cool, too. I sewed that myself.
Yeah, because boobs.
Yeah, and I had, like, bright red hair at the time, so it was legit. I always dressed to my costume with the hair, and obviously that's why this is such a failure, because my hair is not the color of
gold. It looks great.
It looks perfect.
It looks like you're in an L.A. punk band. It looks good.
No one out in the internet can smell you, so you're fine.
Okay, yeah, I smell like an old lady right now. So, I use an entire bottle of hairspray.
So that's the best. And what's the worst costume? Like, what was, like, your fail costume? You think? We've all had one.
This was almost a fail.
This was pretty good.
I don't know. You've known me for 10 years. What's my fail costume?
Don't answer that, Richie.
Don't answer it.
I think I was a sexy
don't
cat one year. But I really liked that costume. I was like 12.
I thought your Wonder Woman was pretty good. But you were like miniature, but you were a Wonder Woman.
Dude, I was wearing 7-inch heels. Miniature nothing.
Yeah, that made you 5'7".
That's tall.
You're so tall. I don't understand what you're doing.
I'm 5'7". She was as tall as a short man.
Not for nothing.
You're standing next to a 5'7 Batman over here.
I'm 5'9 with ears. So Buff, best and worst.
Worst not because it was the worst costume, but because it was like Richie Valens. Like, people didn't know who I was. I dressed up as Pee Wee Herman, so I had like a gray suit, a white shirt, and a red bow tie.
I think that's pretty obvious.
But my mother was like, no, no, no one's going to know who you are. So she made me carry around a sign that said, I'm Pee Wee Herman.
So like around your neck, like you're a little dog?
No, like I was protesting, like a protest sign, like a picket sign.
Picket sign.
That said, I'm Pee Wee Herman.
Or a sandwich board, like you were selling.
Exactly. So I was dressed as Pee Wee Herman, yet I had a sign that said, I'm Pee Wee Herman.
That's like when you were a kid, you had those shitty costumes, which are the plastic aprons that say Batman on them.
That's the only costume I have, the picture I have of like me in a costume like that as a kid. I was Orko from He-Man. Wow. And it's the stupid plastic mask that sliced into your eyeballs. And then it's like a plastic smock with a picture of Orko on it.
So that was so now what was the best then?
Well, all right. I think my Ghostbusters costumes over the years have gotten a lot
better.
I have
to agree. Your Ghostbusters costume is pretty awesome.
Yeah, this is the first Halloween where I'm wearing like official because when I lost 170 pounds, now I can fit into the actual correct clothing. And I have my personalized, you know, name tag and stuff. And a very, very nerdy thing I did is I have the Kenner Proton Pack and Ghost Trap for when we were children. Yet I took the straps off of it and put the Alice Pack straps on it from the actual Proton Packs that they wear. God. So it's fitted now for an adult.
So somewhere on eBay, someone bought a Proton Pack missing straps.
I have
it. Andy, what was best and worst? I know you're not a big costume guy, but I've seen you dress up a few times.
Yeah, I don't know what the worst was, but the funniest story was me and Brandy and our friends were in New Orleans for Halloween about 5 years ago or something. And the last minute, I went to like the store and I actually bought a Ghostbusters costume.
Was it the one like in the package with like the inflatable?
Yeah,
pack?
Yeah. It was like you inflate the pack and they only had like triple XL, so it was like huge. So Brandy like pinned it, and then all our friends spent months working on their costumes.
Pointing at me.
Yeah, including you. And they spent months working on their costumes, and they were custom making all these costumes, right? So we go out that night, and we walk 10 feet from the front door, and someone's like, hey, Ghostbuster! I was like, yep, I just bought this.
When we were in New Orleans last year, and I rolled out with the Huntress costume, people were like, hey, it's Batgirl!
What? No, what?
I'm not Batgirl!
One guy said, no, that's Huntress. Like, I was like, yeah, that guy!
Somebody said that?
Yeah, remember?
Was it the group of like the Justice League sitting on the curb?
No, it was just some dude. Some random dude was just like, got pissed off. He was like, hey, it's Batman's sister!
And that and
it's
random like, no, dude's like, name was Richie Castellano.
No, it wasn't me. No, it was some random guy. He goes, that's Huntress. Come on. Duh, that's Huntress. You know, someone got it.
I had a crossbow pistol.
I know. You got so I think Andy's, I liked your David St. Hubbins costume when we did the Spinal Tap tribute. But I think the worst costume I ever saw you in was your Clouseau costume, which is what, your grandfather's coat and hat?
Yeah, basically.
Your coat and hat. And then Philip wore like Like my kung fu outfit was Kato.
That's right. I forgot about that. That was pretty bad.
Brandy, what was your best and worst?
Well, for my worst costume, I'm going to continue with Andy's referenced costume. We were the characters from Clue.
Really?
We all went through...
When?
Yeah, well, you weren't there. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
So, you know, I was like, as long as we have a Miss Scarlet, we're fine. Everyone's going to know. So I was Professor Plum, obviously.
Obviously.
We had
a...
purple.
Because okay, purple, fine. That's pretty obvious.
It was obvious to Amber.
Fine.
I had to stop her screaming.
Was I screaming? I'm sorry.
No, that's from Clue.
From the
Come
movie.
On. Oh,
I got that.
Movie. Danny got that.
Thank you.
That. The Scream movies are wonderful.
Yeah, so it was somehow we ended up with the most horrible accessories. Like, we didn't want to carry a candelabra, so we had like a single candlestick and the gun and the rope. And then I had the lead pipe, which we were supposed to spray paint. But it was actually like white tubing from like Home Depot.
It's like a PVC
pipe.
And it was
kind of
like, the, you know, 6 inches long and it kind of curved at the end. So it looked like I was walking around with a giant dildo. Not a giant dildo, a small dildo. So no one knew who we were.
6 inches is pretty big.
It's a good size.
It's a good size. I mean, in the right light.
But everyone knew fucking Andy and his Ghostbuster giant inflatable proton. Bullshit.
The only way... Awesome. Yeah. People would have known who you were was if you had, like, the candelabra.
The thing is, no.
And he was playing a Ghostbuster who had the gastric bypass surgery.
But then my sister was...
Ghostric bypass?
Oh. So my sister was Miss Scarlet, and she went home before the rest of us. I'm like, we're done. We cannot do this without her.
You've just ruined our ensemble
ruined
costume.
Exactly. So then we all went to the local Halloween store and like bought like random spooky
robes. You bought
robes.
Other costumes?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's,
well,
that's
I had like a schoolgirl costume in my bag anyway. So like,
well, at all times.
You always have to.
Of course, we all do.
I thought one of your best costumes was Hit Girl. I thought you killed that.
I was actually going to wear that tonight. But I realized I'm not on camera, so it's pointless.
Well, that's a lot of commitment, that costume. It looks like a lot of shit.
Yeah, well, I spray painted the belt and everything, and yeah, it was good. Except then
Wait.
No one... Yes?
I was going to say, it was the best costume
until
an actual child in a Hit Girl costume walked in.
That gig we played?
Yeah.
And, yeah, and at Comic Book Jones and Kick-Ass and Hit Girl.
Yeah.
Walked in.
And there were little
and
kids.
And Big Daddy. Like,
no,
it was all of them.
Kick-Ass was an adult. It was a dad and his daughter.
And his daughter. Oh. And she walked in with, like, the full dirty mouth and everything. And I, like, told Muff, I'm like, I'm taking off this wig.
That's it. I'm done.
Throw it down.
The worst costume I had was that Richie Valens one, by far. And I'm not going to say the Jedi one, because that's, like, my middle-of-the-road costume.
You're a Jedi every year.
No, the best costume I ever had was Eric
that.
Bloom from the 80s.
Yes.
That was oh, I heard about that.
That was when
Did you wear that on a gig?
I'll tell the story.
That was Ghost Raper.
Mm-hmm.
We played in Connecticut at, was it Penn's Peak or something?
Penn's Peak. Yeah.
Ghost
Raper.
Pennsylvania.
Up Ghost Raper.
That's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, right?
It was Penn's Peak.
And we played there, and I'd been planning this for a few weeks, and basically I grew a beard, and and I hid from Eric before the show. And we get up on stage, and Eric walks up on stage, and I walk behind him, and I have a gigantic black fro or brown fro. I have a beard, sunglasses, and the exact outfit he wore on the black and blue video, right? Like almost to a T.
It's like a leather jacket and a red shirt.
And I borrowed a black SG for the costume from one of my students. I had to trade guitars with one of my students for a week, so I had a black SG. And I walk out on stage behind Eric, and I'm posturing like Eric. And Eric turns around and looks at me, and he goes like, who the fuck is this asshole pretending to be me? And then like, he wouldn't react to it because he was being too cool,
right?
And then like when I started playing, he goes, oh, it's Richie. and then he was looking at me like shaking his head like, you idiot. And Donald were you on that gig?
No.
No, it was Rudy. So Don and Rudy and everybody was cracking up. And I keep standing next to Eric and every time Eric stands on stage and is not singing, I stand next to him and try to mimic what he's doing. There are pictures on Facebook. Remind me to post that, please.
Okay.
But, you know, so about three quarters of the show, Eric goes, all right, take the fucking wig off now.
Mr. Warmth.
Or maybe he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He goes, all right, enough already. Enough's enough. Take it off. But
he's a good sport.
That was very funny. I mean, I promised like the next year to go as Donald with the white suit, but we didn't play good. I think there was a Halloween where we all wore schmatas. We all went out as you, right?
Yes.
That was Patrick.
What was that?
Patrick.
Oh, right. Yeah. Was that Halloween?
I don't think it was.
It might not have been Halloween.
I don't think it was Halloween, but I was at the Kickstarter.
We could have been. All
the head
bandanas. Yeah, it was very fun.
It was silly. You guys look stupid.
Only I look good in the bandana, you assholes. All right, let's go to another song here. Okay, so we're going to do Feed My Frankenstein by Alice Cooper. And I just want to do the vocals really quick because this is a cool opportunity for me to explain what triple tracking is to people. Because what I'm going to do during this song is we're going to actually sing this part twice and then I'm going to fly it in over the vocals in the song so we have this effect. So when you hear like a band like Def Leppard or Queen and they have these massive vocals, it's not just each guy in the band. I can't fucking talk with this thing on. It's crazy. Hold on. I got to do it like Bale. It's not just each guy in the band say the harmony once. No, it's each guy in the band doing it three times. And the tripling does what you call an acoustic chorus. So what we're going to do is do a little audio experiment right now. So first, let's get our parts. Muff, you're singing the melody, which is... Oh.
Feed my Frankenstein.
Okay, and Andy, you'll do up above that.
Feed my Frankenstein.
Good. And I'll do above that. Feed my Frankenstein. And then Andrew will do above that.
Feed my Frankenstein.
And then Danny, you look at the bass, which is.
How do I sound?
Ace. The ace of bass over there.
Danny's not here.
Oh, feed my. So you're going to sing.
There's no
feed
Danny,
my Frankenstein. All right, ready? So let's all do it together.
Oh, I just threw up in my costume. Encore.
One, two, three.
Feed my Frankenstein.
Again. One, two, three, four.
Feed my Frankenstein.
And one more time. Three, four.
Feed my Frankenstein.
So now, listener, here's what it sounds like when we put it all together.
Feed my Frankenstein.
So, as you can hear, that's what triple tracking sounds like.
Now, Rich, awesome, right?
Now, Richie, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
So, when you hear it in the song, if it sounds bigger than it is, I'm going to take the three we just did and fly that in every time we sing it. So, it should sound cool. Oh, here we go. Okay.
Okay. Justice League, deploy.
We just sang it three times. We got it.
One, two, three, four.
Feed my Frankenstein.
Looking, start a little fire, and baby, start cooking. I'm
Where'd Batman go?
Damn it, Batman!
Where does he go?
Batman's not here! Look away!
Why does he do that? I wonder why.
Don't sigh, Alfred!
All right, Jared, the show's all yours.
No! Rachel!
Now, the last time I performed that song, I was in Burma.
I'm Michael Caine.
And I saw a child with testicles the size of a tangerine.
Have you seen the Batman movies, Danny? That's what I was talking to.
No, I did. I think I've seen them all, from the Michael Keaton.
Oh, really?
Down to
the new ones.
That loud guy.
Louis De Palma was in one.
Louis De Palma? Louis De
Palma? The guy from Taxi.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna go right in. I'm gonna go right into the next one.
It's
right
the
now.
Best I could do. No, I've seen them all, and I love the Heath Ledger one, and the last one I thought was really cool, really creepy, really dark.
I liked it too.
The Batman,
really dark. I didn't see the one with George Clooney.
You did?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you didn't miss much.
Yeah, he'll be the first one to tell you.
Although I think he's a little hard on himself, because I think that Joel Schumacher pretty much fucked that movie. What do you think, Muff?
Well, we have had conversations about...
Yeah, he's a shoemaker. Get it?
Those movies don't really hold up.
No.
None of them. But the Michael Keaton, the 89, like, I remember seeing that in the theater. Like, that was a huge thing for, like, comic book fans.
That was the first movie I ever saw multiple times.
Yeah, which was the one that Nicholson was in?
That's the first one. Batman 89.
He was pretty amazing in that.
And that's still my favorite Batmobile.
I think that it actually does hold up. I just watched it not too long ago, and it's very watchable.
The 89 Batman?
Yeah.
They hold up less and less as you get towards this, like, through the series. Like, Batman Returns.
No one even counts the rest of
it. It's pretty shitty. And then Batman Forever sucks ass, and then Batman and Robin is awful.
Yeah, but you have to watch that knowing you're watching a bad movie, and then you enjoy it.
I know. It's funny, because I'm a little bit older. Growing up with Batman was always satire and was never dark. Right. So it's still a little bit weird for me to kind of inject, although I love the one with Heath Ledger and all that. It's really great. But to me, Batman is just a silly, it's a stoner show.
And I'm going to lay down, I'm sure if we have true nerdy people listening to this show, they know this already, but something happened. And I have this discussion with Eric a lot, because Eric's Batman is the campier Batman. You know what I mean? Like the 60s and earlier.
Yes,
something happened. A big event happened in Batman, and that was in the 80s. I think it was 86.
86.
This guy, Frank Miller, he wrote a book called The Dark Knight Returns. And it's not technically considered to be canon in the Batman universe. It's not like, part of the, lore, but it's like a, it's like sort of like an alternate timeline thing, or whatever you want to call it. Just an isolated story.
Did that prequel the new movies? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, what it is really quickly, it's Batman, when he hits 50, retires, right?
I think it's 55.
Yeah, or he hits whatever. Nerd. Or 45, he retires.
Social Security doesn't kick
you. See ya.
He's rich. He doesn't need Social Security.
When he hits, all right, see ya.
And he retires for, 10 years or something?
Yeah.
Oh, because the president bans vigilantism.
Correct.
And it's supposed to be like Nixon or something.
Was it legal before that?
Well, he makes it he basically...
Charles Bronson put an end to that.
Well, the president allies himself with Superman and makes Superman stop all the vigilantes.
Oh, okay. Is that right?
Yeah, and for example, he breaks Green Arrow's arm, or he like...
He, no, he rips it off.
He rips
it's
off.
Never told, but it's assumed.
So vigilantism is a no-no, and Superman made sure of that. So Batman's laying low, and then he comes out of retirement, and it's a very dark tale of him getting back in, and there's a big fight with Superman at the climax, and that's part of what this new Ben Affleck movie is going to be loosely based on. So one of my favorite Batman movies is actually the animated one that they just did of Dark Knight Returns 1 and 2. So if even if you don't like cartoons, but you like Batman, I suggest you watch this. It's Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2. It's animated, and it's really, really well done. And if you don't want to watch it, read the comic, because that's a classic,
And the DC Direct stuff that you and I watch that comes out every couple of months, that studio's been doing such an excellent job doing 55-minute, 60-minute, animated direct-to-DVD, direct-download versions of a lot of new stuff. And they're doing a lot of new 52 stuff, but they're great.
Yeah.
And the Dark Knight Returns one, though, was great. It was Batman was voiced by Peter Weller, who's RoboCop.
That's right. It's awesome. And I highly recommend it. And If you are not familiar with that, check it out, because that's the direction that Batman has been heading, the darker one. So he kind of set the tone, and that's where it differentiates from the more colorful, funny Batman.
Because now he's become the outlaw, right?
Yeah.
Not the friend of Gotham City.
It's darker because he's old.
Yeah.
And slow.
Yeah.
When he was a playboy, you know, he had all that campy energy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did he, Andy?
He did.
I'm sure. Yeah, he was the Joe Namath of
a erectile dysfunctional dude. That to you. all right. So the last song we're gonna do is the obvious. We're gonna tackle. We're gonna conquer.
Oh.
FGA, please.
We haven't conquered anything in a while, so this will be interesting.
Here we go.
We're gonna
conquer this. 2, 3. That was a good one. All right, so we're going to conquer.
Andy has a Viking helmet on. It makes me feel like an opera singer.
Yeah, it's more majestic when you have a Viking helmet on.
It definitely is.
We're going to do Thriller. And Andy, I'm going to let Andy start this one because he wanted to discuss something with the drum part. So go, Andy. You have the floor.
What did I want to say?
You said, I want to teach the drum part in Thriller.
You said that you wanted to show it because people play it wrong all the time and they play it like a weird
Andy's bouncy. Not that snobby. He would never say something like that.
Were you angry?
He just did before.
Okay, so drummers out there, this is a drum machine song. So you play like a drum machine and don't try to be like a cool, like.
Like Carter
funky.
Beaufort.
Yeah. You don't have to play like some funky, that, yeah. like cool drum beat. Just play like a drum machine.
I love this. I love Andy yelling at people.
You should do that more.
Drummers, listen to me.
I'm very impressed with you.
Well, Danny, as a bass player, how would you like me to play that song? Would you like me to play it like. Or would you like me to.
No.
You got to play like a drum machine.
Exactly. That's it.
Because the bass, I think Greg Philogaines probably played the bass. It's real loose, and it's probably in real time.
So. Let's go over the individual parts. Play the loop, Andy.
Okay.
You fucked it up already.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Something
and
like
now,
that.
And play the bass line. And you said that's Greg Greg Louganis? Okay, so now, the other cool thing about this song is not a lot of people know this. Steve Lukather is the guitar player in this track.
And what guitar are you playing?
I'm playing the Luke guitar. I'm appropriate. So give me that groove.
Just the key mop right there.
So there's the guitar part.
What's that?
Spooky noises.
Alright, good. Alright.
It's called space voice.
So, and Amory's gonna be playing keyboards and singing.
And doing spooky noises.
And doing spooky noises.
Ooh, I found a nice electric piano.
And Muff is going to be our horn section today.
Today. He's always our horn section.
Brandy, you're right. I'm sorry. I retract my statement.
Oh, this is something completely different we've never done before.
I'm sorry. No one should give me
you
a
got
mic.
More woodwind. We have more woodwind instruments today.
Oh, but I'm going to be doing woodwind and auxiliary.
Did you raid Uncle Floyd's closet?
This is your jam right here, dude. This is the moment. Yeah. Band Geek MVP today, Jared Pressman. Amory, you have, set up that camera so we can see you.
This one?
Yeah.
This one can't help but see me.
Okay, good. Because you're golden hair?
No, because I'm in its grill. Well, I think
it's a golden hair. She is Battlestar Galacta.
Galacta.
It was not too many syllables. I had to kind of chop one out.
That's a fate. It's America. That's America.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's a Brandy. Air pound. Okay. So let's sign off before we do the song. Thank you for listening to the Band Geek Halloween special. I'm Richie Castellano as Batman. On keyboards and vocals, my lovely wife Anne Marie as Kara Thrace Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica. Ooh, nice.
The door. Turn somebody the answer the doorbell.
Someone's knocking at the door. So, oh, you know what? Jarrett, you didn't get to say anything Star Trek-y.
Richie, before we do this song, can you reroute all power to the EPS conduits from the plasma inverters over to the Jeffries tube so we can get some more auxiliary power?
Hey! That was very good! Yay!
Jeffries tube.
I'm not sure what that means, but...
I don't either. Richie told me to.
So as
a Jeffrey's tube is a little crawl space. It's like the little crawl.
Oh, cool.
Jeffrey's crawl tunnel. Jeffrey.
So as our Jordy LaForge, Jarrett Pressman on vocals and sounds.
I can do twice as
high. I can do anything. Just take a look.
It's in a book.
A reading rainbow.
I asked for reading rainbow before.
Our ace Freely of the day is our bass player, Danny Miranda.
Ace in the hole.
I was a big Ace fan in the day.
Until
I met him.
Our Viking rock star drummer, Andy Askelis. And our supporter, our camerawoman, our cast member, our drink maker, and the person that makes this show what it is, Brandy Metaxas. I'm going to sample Brandy's laughing at my joke, so if she's not here, I can still have it.
Brandy's laugh should be the laugh at the end of Thriller.
Don't make me do things on purpose. Never works out.
Okay.
Ready?
Is it recording?
Yes.
Muff, I need you to make sounds. Here we go.
mirror on the screen, I'll make you see that this is Thriller.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without a soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Gonna do it tonight, ooh. Gonna do it tonight, ooh. Gonna do it tonight. Gonna do it tonight.
The foulest stench is in the air. The funk of 40,000 years. And grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
Ah!